Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, it looks like U.S. beef and pork exports brought some critical return back to the U.S. corn and soybean industry last year. That's according to an independent study conducted by World Perspectives and just released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. In fact, according to the study, U.S. beef and pork exports added 41 cents per bushel to the value of corn and $1.06 per bushel to soybeans in 2020. Dean Meyer, who produces corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs near Rock Rapids, Iowa, says, as the study indicates, farms like his gain from red meat exports and the price of every acre of crops that they grow. And he says red meat exports are vital to his family's operation. Now, corn and soybean producers support the international promotion of U.S. pork, beef, and even lamb by investing a portion of their checkoff dollars in market development efforts conducted by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And this funding is leveraged with support from pork and beef checkoff programs, as well as the USDA. So, just another testament of checkoff programs and what they're doing at all levels to support U.S. agriculture. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.